the light of the chandelier, Chicago's movers and shakers strutted about like peacocks, occasionally glancing toward the massive fountain in the center of the realm, where a handful of Hollywood B-list stars were posing for photographs with the guests, for an obscene fee that supposedly went to some charity or another. The similarity to another evening was not lost on Anna, as she once again hovered in a dark corner watching Conde César move arrogantly through the room. Of course, that other evening had been nearly 200 years ago, and while she hadn't physically aged a day, which she couldn't deny saved a buttload on plastic surgery and gym memberships, she wasn't that shy, spineless maiden who had to beg for a few crumbs from her aunt's table. That girl had died the night Conde César had taken her hand and hauled her into a dark bedchamber. And good riddance to her. Her life might be all kinds of weird, but Anna had discovered she could take care of herself. In fact, she did a damn fine job of it. She would never go back to being that timid girl who wore shabby muslin gowns, not to mention the corset from hell. That didn't, however, mean she had forgotten that fateful night. Or Conde César. He had some explaining to do. Explaining on an epic scale. Which was the only reason she had traveled to Chicago from her current home in Los Angeles. Absently sipping the champagne that had been forced into her hand by one of the bare-chested waiters, Anna studied the man who had haunted her dreams. When she had read in the paper that the Conde would be traveling from Spain to attend this charity event, she had known that there was always the possibility the man would be a relative of the Conde she had known in London. The aristocracy was obsessed with sticking their offspring with their own name, as if it weren't enough they had to share DNA. One glance was enough to guarantee it was no relative. Mother Nature was too fickle to make such an exact duplicate of those lean, golden features, the dark, smoldering eyes, the to-die-for body. And that hair. As black as sin, it fell in a smooth river to his shoulders. Tonight he had pulled back the top layer in a gold clasp, leaving the bottom to brush the expensive fabric of his tux. If there was a woman in the room who wasn't imagining running her fingers through that glossy mane, then Anna would eat her silver-beaded bag. Conde César had only to step into a room for the estrogen to charge into hyperdrive. A fact that was earning him more than a few I-wish-looks-could-kill glares from the Hollywood pretty boys by the fountain. Anna muttered a curse beneath her breath. She was allowing herself to be distracted. Okay, the man looked like some conquering conquistador, and those dark eyes held a sultry heat that could melt steel at 100 paces. But she had already paid the price for being blinded by the luscious dark beauty. It wasn't happening again. Busily convincing herself that the tingles in the pit of her stomach were nothing more than expensive champagne bubbles, Anna stiffened as the unmistakable scent of apples filled the air. Before she ever turned, she knew who it would be. The only question was, why? Well, well, if it isn't Anna the Good Samaritan, Sybil Taylor drawled, her sweet smile edged with spite. And at one of those charity events you claim are nothing more than an opportunity for the A-listers to preen for the paparazzi. I knew that holier-than-thou attitude was nothing more than a sham. Anna didn't gag, but it was a near thing. Despite the fact that both women lived in L.A. and they were both lawyers, they couldn't have been more opposite. Sybil was a tall, curvaceous brunette with pale skin and large brown eyes. Anna, on the other hand, barely skimmed the 5-foot mark and had brown hair and hazel eyes. Sybil was a corporate lawyer who possessed the morals of a... Well, actually, she didn't possess the morals of anything. She had no morals. Anna, on the other hand, worked at a free law clinic that battled corporate greed on a daily basis. Obviously, I should have studied the guest list a bit more carefully, Anna retorted, caught off guard but not entirely surprised by the sight of the woman. Sybil Taylor possessed a talent for rubbing elbows with the rich and famous, wherever they might be. Oh, I would say that you studied the guest list as closely as every other woman in the room. Sybil deliberately glanced across the room to where the Conde César toyed with a heavy gold signet ring on his little finger. Who is he? For a heartbeat, Anna.